And now we continue our visit with Medford School Superintendent Pat Sullivan. Our topic is the July Medford School Board meeting.
We had on here also to discuss the athletic fields, and we've been working with the Youth Soccer Association, and we have met with them. The school district has met with them and talked to them about the school's priorities for the field west of the elementary school and their idea for that field as far as developing some soccer competition fields on there. So we've met with them, gone over our priorities. They're going to come back in August with a drawing that will incorporate what they would like and what we need as a school district. Now, we also brought up the concession stand that is currently, you know, on the football / soccer field, and that's the turf field. Since that project was completed, we've been wanting to replace that concession stand. That concession stand does not have running water in it. It does not have adequate electrical outlets in it. And we wanted to make that a more presentable building. And there will be some plans brought forward to the board in August to see about maybe something happening with the concession stand in a year. We had some good news on our budget for a number of reasons. We have a surplus in this year's budget. So in the end, some things came in and costed us less than we had expected. We found some revenue in some places, more revenue than we expected. So we are looking at $1,900,000 estimated surplus. And the board made a decision to contribute $427,000 to our Fund 73, which is our retirement account. It goes towards funding future retirements and meeting the obligation of future retirements. They also approved transferring $500,000 to Fund 46. Fund 46 is a fund that we opened 2 years ago, and since that date, you have to wait 5 years to be able to spend any money in there. You get aid on the money that you put in there, and these are for future building projects. So it's a way for a board to set aside money every year and get aided on it, and again, have some future building projects in that come up, and then you have money there for it. The remaining money then from this surplus and from these decisions, whatever is left, we are going to add to our fund balance. So we want to wait yet for a few more things. We need at least a couple more weeks to see what that will be. But we are anticipating almost a $2 million surplus. Every year we have to do the Wisconsin Academic Standards. And again, this just tells the community that we follow the state standards. We follow the Next Generation Science Standards. If anyone wants more information about these and what they actually are, you know, again, just request that from the district office and we'll make sure you get it. The board also spent some time talking about the district administrator evaluation tool, and they formed a committee of three to take a look at, again, some other tools to evaluate the district administrator. And they're going to meet and come back to the full board with some recommendations on that.